Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, Christmasville kicked off this past weekend. From the opening festivities Thursday to the parade Friday and a full day of fun downtown on Saturday, Adam Shoemate, the board president of Christmasville, talks about the growth of the festival and how it affects more than just Rock Hill.
People don't realize, they have to stop and think about when tourism dollars come into Rock Hill, that affects all of York County. Not to mention the fact there's a lot of craft vendors here that are from Clover, Sharon, Hickory Grove, Fort Mill, all over the county. So Christmasville has grown from being just a small town event in Rock Hill to a huge festival that encompasses all of Rock Hill and all the new growth, but then affects the entire county.
Shoemate said the economic impact certainly affects Rock Hill.
You know, the mission of Christmasville is to drive economic activity to downtown Rock Hill. But all of these businesses in downtown Rock Hill have tentacles that are out involved in the entire county. So we're not only benefiting downtown Rock Hill, but the entire county and the partnerships that we've put together.
Shoemate says that a new generation of volunteers are coming in to help with ideas and the growth of the festival itself.
Some of those new ideas are coming into play of, hey, we could do this. We can expand and make this event larger, new ideas. So I'm happy to see that we are growing to encompass a lot of new faces, a lot of new ideas, and it's a good foundation for the future of Christmasville.
Christmasville continues now through December the 24th. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.